Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is still Jerry Harrison.
Unfortunately.
No, it's a pleasure. You're doing great.
But we had a great morning here, as usual, and I think we should take our hats off to this lovely young lady here who does so much of the work bringing these people in, these fascinating people in every
week. All the work.
He really does the work.
I mean, honestly, I mean, the people that have been coming on this show, it's just, it really is. I mean, I hope the listenership continues to grow because this is educational. I mean, you listen to this for the hour, and then what comes up now in the Christina Liu show.
Right.
You know, there's nothing else.
That's right.
What do you want in life?
That's right.
That's right. What else could you possibly need in life?
You should be every Friday morning, period. Okay.
But, you know, we were talking during the break about the guests, and it's just me. You know, there's so many people, especially within the community and in North Hempstead in itself, that you have no idea all the work that goes on. You just see, you know, that's what was so amazing with Mal Nathan. I mean, you had no idea all the work that goes into being a bay constable. And it's just, I think that's what's great about North Hempstead. It's like, you know, people just do their jobs effortlessly, and you don't even, you know,
and we
really
all benefit by it without realizing. We think it just comes out of the sky.
But he loves his job too. That's the side of it. Right. So all of these,
and I think that's what makes the difference. Yeah. You know, and that's what you find a lot in North Hempstead. It's very fortunate that there's people who really, truly are committed to their job, love their job, and just want to do right by it. So.
And you know, Jerry, it's not called the, you know, Mal Nathan Harbor, like the Christina Liu show. I mean, she
not
loves
everyone
her job,
can be a sport.
I mean,
right. Not everyone gets the notoriety as I do.
Right. You're famous.
But, you know, North Hempstead has been is quite busy. I know the supervisor's been all over town lately. She was just at the Long Island Federation of Labor. They honored her, which I thought was just really nice because of all of her support for the labor movement and all the local unions as well. And I think that's just a testament to Supervisor Bosworth and how involved she really is with all aspects of...
I'm just going to jump in there with one thing. I was there last night, and John Durso, who announced her, who is the president, it's just amazing how the accolades for Judy's transparency and what she is trying to accomplish and what she has accomplished and continues. And John Kamen was there, and Judy admits, like, some of the stuff started with John, and she's just continuing to expand it and make it grow, and Project Independence being one of them. But they were talking labor movements and different things.
She is one committed lady.
Oh, that's what basically I said that. Yeah. And she knows everybody. Yeah. She goes around, and she's at everything, and she shakes a hand.
And that's what I think is wonderful about her, too. Because I noticed that, you know, she's literally all over the place all the time, but she never just pops in and runs out. She makes an effort, and I think that's what residents see. You know, she'll go up to each person and say, you know, hello, and she'll remember their name. She'll remember what they had originally asked her. I mean, it's really an amazing thing. So a little applause to Supervisor Bosworth.
But we're not going to call it the Judy Bosworth.
Yes, I mean, let's not go too far. And also what I have the pleasure to be a part of is an initiative that the town has partakes in. It's called My Brother's Keeper, and it started with President Obama, and there's a couple of different areas where, of course, you know, the town hopped on it, and yesterday they took a trip to the Brookhaven National Lab to celebrate the two-year anniversary. So My Brother's Keeper is essentially, it's a mentorship program, and it's for young black males to reach their full potential. And in the town, it's, you know, you want them to start thinking about, you know, future careers and education, you know, post high school education. And I'm actually one of the mentors, and we met now about like 3 weeks, I would say. It started in Manhasset. Now I'm part of the Westbury high school program, and it's an amazing program. You meet the kids, and they're all amazing, and it's just fun to have a lot of laughs, you know. And it's just it's a pleasure to be a part of, and I just hope it continues to grow. So it's really another amazing thing that North Hempstead is doing. And John, it's not too late because tomorrow is the annual Polar Plunge, the 12th annual Polar Plunge at North Hempstead Beach Park, and that's going to be at noon, and it benefits the Special Olympics for New York.
Should we tell her now? Jerry and I are going for Speedos right after this.
That's where you're going.
And Constable Nathan's going to take care of us.
Jerry's only going if those clams are there.
You got it. We do a little clammy while there.
But it's definitely fun. You know, if you are adventurous and want to do that, or if you are, you know, would like to watch it but not necessarily plunge into that water.
It's a fundraiser.
Yes, it's a fundraiser. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have this year, which I think is very funny, a little area called the Chicken Coop. And that's if you want to, you know, support the cause but not actually, you know, plunge into the water. Which, I mean, it's snowing today. I'm not sure what the temperature is going to be tomorrow. But, you know, power to all those people that are going to be involved. It's always a wonderful event. So a little applause for those who are participating in that. We also want to remind everyone that the next town board meeting is going to be Tuesday, March 8th at 7:30 p.m., and that's at Town Hall. And, you know, it's really a great place for you to go if you want to hear about upcoming things, if you want to voice your opinion, you have any concerns. And what's amazing is that you're able to ask your questions in the beginning of these of the town board, which I think, you know, Supervisor Bosworth enacted, because I mean these things can certainly go on for a very, very long time, and a lot of people didn't have the ability to ask questions because there were 3-hour, you know, town board meetings. So this way you get to go in as a resident and ask your questions in the beginning. So if you are interested in the area, you could absolutely check it out. And I really, really want to encourage people to know about Meals on Wheels. What's great about this show is that we have the ability, people send me things all the time and say, you know, we really need promotion on this, you know, and like a lot of people have misconceptions on Meals on Wheels, and we're actually going to have the EAC director of the program come on and discuss it more in depth.
Good.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people aren't sure of what the qualifications are, and it's really simple. You know, the eligibility is Nassau County. You have to be a Nassau County resident, age 60 years of age or older.
Okay.
And you're unable to shop or cook due to some kind of medical problem. So I mean, that's a pretty broad category.
There's no income qualifications.
Right. Yes, and it's just And it's really underutilized. Yeah. And I think there's so many great programs out there that if you don't really get the word out, you know, you want the program to sustain.
You can cook, and you're over 60.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's something, you know, people do, and they're nutritious meals. And right now, there's no waiting list. You know, in the past, certain communities had a waiting list. Mm. Now there is no waiting list. So if you're interested or know someone that, you know, could use assistance, you can call 516-539-0150. That's extension 219. And of course, if you could always call 311, and we could put you in touch with them. So I definitely just want to spread the word on this amazing program. It really is. It's an amazing, amazing program. And that's why I love this program, because it becomes a vessel to, you know, really get to talk about all these great things in the community, which is wonderful. Now, Project Independence, of course, is always, you know, rolling in the amazing programs. And God willing, this is the last snowstorm and spring will be here. It's a perfect time to get out and join all these different programs we have. And we really want to encourage people to attend all of our different social groups that we have to offer. We have the Blankets of Love. That's for all you people who, you know, are crafty, who can quilt and sew. And it goes to a wonderful cause, the blankets that are made. And that meets on Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park at 1 o'clock. We also have a senior talk group that meets at the Roslyn Community Center. And that's the first and third Thursday of every month. The director of Senior Citizen Affairs, Nancy Mizrahi, facilitates it with another PI member, Janet Entine. And it's really great. She does a lot of prep. I think she was very excited because this week they were going to talk about the Oscars.
Okay.
So, you know, I know she does a lot of research looking at possible topics for the group. So that's if you're, you know, and no matter where you live in the community, you can attend any of these programs, you know, if you're 60 or over. We also have a discussion group that meets at the Parkville Library in New Hyde Park. And that's facilitated by one of our social workers, Robin Tovell. And that meets on Thursdays from 11:30 to 12:30. There's a men's group, you know, that it's not the Romeos. It's a separate men's group. That's also a discussion group. And that meets at Parkville as well on Fridays. You know, we could talk about the Romeos a little bit. Right. We have a Romeo sitting right next to us.
A beloved Romeo.
Yeah.
And I want to repeat again. All of these things, there's no charge.
Absolutely.
That's important.
Yeah. So you want to tell us about the Romeos, Jerry?
Well, I think this is 3, 4, 5 years by now.
Yep.
And we have about 15 to 20 gentlemen, and I use that word because it's true. We have heated discussions, but absolutely no rancor, no ill feelings.
Okay.
We meet the first and third Mondays at the Atria on Cutter Mill Road in Great Neck. We start around 12 o'clock, and there's free parking behind the Atria. You don't have to park on the street and feed meters.
Oh, okay.
And we go on to about 2:30, and the Atria has been kind enough to provide coffee, tea. So if you want to brown bag it, you can bring your lunch and talk at the same time. And we're just a great group of guys, and you can bring anything up. You can be as much of a partisan as you want, and you will be treated with respect and dignity. I've had some heated discussions with guys, and we always leave with arms around our shoulders.
Yes, we haven't had to call security in yet. Yeah.
we haven't had to call the Bay Carnival.
That's right. Yet.
So take advantage of it.
Jerry's sleeping with the fish. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's really, the Romeos are certainly dear to my heart because I remember being an intern and kind of facilitate. Right. It's just really, and I think it's great, and that's what's amazing about all these different groups. It's, whatever you're looking for. The Romeos, they don't have a facilitator. They certainly don't need a facilitator. Right. I don't think they run out of things to talk about. But it depends on, what your personality is and what you're looking for. And you can go to all of them if you want to, It's, and that's what we always laugh on in the show is that there's certainly something you could do every day of the week.
Yeah.
So people can't sit home and complain, oh, I don't have anything to do. Right. I mean, there's, Project Independence and other town programs and other just community programs out there.
Yeah. And I want to emphasize again, I've been to some of these. And there's never a problem parking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's always
a big thing, a
distressing situation. From seniors say, I can't walk that far. Or the meters are killing me.
No, parking's always, absolutely.
Right. But the planning has been so good that it's never been an issue.
And that's important to say, because that does go into a lot of planning of different locations and stuff, because it is a huge part. And, Northampton, depending on what community you're in, parking's not always, the best situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely try to factor that into things. And, on top of the social groups, we also have a caregiver support group that's starting up again, and that's going to meet at the Port Washington Senior Center. Gail Sellis, one of our gerontologists, she facilitates the program, and it's really just an amazing, I've heard she's been doing these caregiver support groups for a very long time, and it really can change, your life. A lot of people out there are caregivers, and, it's just nice to be in a room with people who are kind of dealing with the same issues you are, and you can get different ideas and express your feelings. It's very difficult to be a caregiver. It's not usually about you. It's about the person you're caring for.
I've availed myself of the services that Gail provided, and they were helpful.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh,
they were
helpful, terrific.
Definitely, if you're interested in that, call 311 or 869-6311. We also have coming up the Exercise for Balance and Strength to Reduce Falls. The first one is today, and that meets on Fridays at the Yes We Can Community Center. We've partnered with Winthrop University on this. They've been providing this now for a couple of years, and I just always hear amazing reviews, and it just keeps growing the program. And what's great is, you'll have speakers that will come in, and then there's different little exercises that they'll teach you. And because, as we all know, falls are an extremely, detrimental thing to people in the community. Mm-hmm. So finding ways to prevent that is absolutely fabulous. And on top of that, we have a new program that we partnered because of the success of that one. Winthrop University received a grant on providing a new program called Improve Your Balance, Strength, and Flexibility Through Tai Chi. So that's also going to be offered at Yes We Can Community Center on Fridays and Mondays. So you have to come to, twice a week. That's 11:30 to 12:30. And so that should be a new, exciting thing, too. So I'm looking forward to hear how that goes. So if you're interested, absolutely call 311.
It's just amazing. The list of things. And it just keeps – I'm here. Here's a new one.
Right.
It keeps growing.
Right. And that's what I think is great. I mean, we have the privilege to be partnered with all these – Long Island has amazing hospitals and program. So we have Winthrop. We have Northwell. I always call them Northwell. We have Northwell Nurses. We have, NASA University Medical Center. And then coming up also, we're partnered with St. Francis to provide free health screenings through their cardiac screening van.
And again, no charges.
Yep, absolutely.
There are a lot of programs where you have to register for – it's so-called free, but mm-hmm. you have to register for $25.
Right. No,
these
absolutely.
Are absolutely no
yeah,
charge
all free.
Programs.
But registration for most is required
yes, because, yeah, because
it's not fair
if
you have a room that holds 20 people
right,
and 50
right.
show
and that's
up.
Exactly that's how you kind of plan you know the situation. But the St. Francis cardiac screening van will be coming up at Fuchsia Park, and that's at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Fuchsia Park.
Terrific. Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break mm-hmm. and to continue on with this. When we come back, you're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And as everybody knows, this is the Christina Luce Show.
Right.